know, we've had a lot of close games this year, and, you know, they went the other way, and we just kept learning from that, and I love the way they finished right there. They settled in, and you could tell their nerves, you know, even late regulation, we put a little pressure on them. You know, they got to them a little bit, and I thought we did a great job of handling the pressure.
Y'all came out on fire tonight. You go out to a 10-point lead early, but boy, this bunch, give them credit. They fought their way back and even had a 5-point lead for a while.
Yes, and we knew it was going to be that way. I know I told them, I said, you know, they're going to come back. You better keep fighting. And we got on our heels a little bit, you know, when they started trapping, but once we settled in and started handling that, you know, we did a good job.
Big night for your bench tonight. Callie Johnson comes out here and scores 10 points for you, a big three toward the end of the ball game. I mean, you now have, you know, six kids that can just score out there on the floor.
Yes, we've got six that can do that, and then Marissa came in and gave us got in there, battled, talked for, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, showed them needed a little break, had a little foul trouble. But, yeah, no, we got some kids that come in and help early in the year. They can give a lot of things, really.
So, game here tonight, Shelby Corsi only scores, 5 points, all of them in the second half. To get a win has just got to be special. Got to add to the confidence of the other girls.
You know, that's just these girls that just learned to grit it out a little bit. We've talked about that. It's, you know, if you look at stats and stuff, you're like, good Lord, how'd we pull that off, you know? But, you know, it's just keep fighting.
And Curly, of course, her average night, 17 points, and she was just huge out there all night long.
Yes. You know, she's got a kind of a slow start for her.
Yeah.
And then she lost time. Uncharacteristic for her. She's been doing it. Since I moved her to two, she's done a great job. But, you know, they're late, though. She's been a great job.
And we cannot mention the senior, Journey Rowland, because Journey, I don't know how many rebounds she had tonight, but she had a boatload of rebounds tonight. Like, she didn't score much, took care of the ball, and set press, and she rebounded. And that's what you need for her.
She got one late down there. I can't remember if regulation or overtime, but there was three Marines, and then I see somebody jump up and go rip it out of the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow, who was that?
Yeah.
It's Journey Rowland. So, no, she did a great job.
Yeah, I thought, and I told her dad the other day, we were having lunch, and I thought in the district final she played maybe the best game she played all year, and then tonight she kind of matched that.
Yeah, no, she did a great job.
Senior doesn't want to go home.
You know, she had the ball in her hand most of the time against that press.
Yeah.
I mean, we really didn't turn it over that many times. We got past it, and then, you know, we'd walk time. We were on our heels once we started attacking.
All right, I know we've got the winner of Oran and Crystal City on Saturday. And Crystal City was 8-20 in the district championship. You got to think Oran's going to be the opponent on Saturday.
Boy, you don't know this time of year.
You really don't.
You know, if you were putting your money on it, that'd probably be where you'd put it. But you just don't know this time of year with you know, somebody that's injured. They're sick. I know Skyline had a bunch of sickness.
Right, yeah.
Somebody got to him, so, you know, right now it's about being healthy and being very fun.
All right, we'll find out in a few minutes who that will be. Coach, appreciate you coming up. Lisa Meyer, head coach of the Fair Lady Bobcats, who win here in the sectionals 47-40 in overtime.